Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, what do your cards, the source cards in your life, mean to you? If you know your cards or if you know of the cards, why are we even talking about them? What is it that makes these cards so important to have in our lives? If you think they are or not, but we do, and me and my friend and guest who's been the card expert, Energy Stew card expert for a long time, and we're going to talk about why cards, why even think about it. So Alexander Dunlop, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks for having me back.
Sure. You know, it's not everybody is self-reflective. You know, so many people don't want to know anything about themselves or each other. And you and I can't understand that. But, you know, there are a lot of people who don't understand why we inquire about ourselves and each other. And why that matters. So why does it matter to you?
It is a little bit hard to put into words, I suppose. It's like an itch I always wanted to scratch.
I like that.
No. What is the meaning of this? What is the purpose? Why am I here? And I always had a sense about me from a young age that I wanted to make a difference. That's just the way I could put it into words, was I wanted to make a difference. So I wasn't satisfied with just kind of going through the motions and going from here to there and climbing the corporate ladder, so to speak. Wife, two kids in the suburbs with a picket fence. I wasn't interested in that kind of normalcy. I was interested in really rolling up my sleeves and kind of getting in and figuring out what this was all about. And I was greatly influenced by the transcendentalists, Henry David Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson, when I was in high school. Their words struck a deep chord in me to suck the marrow out of life, to live deliberately, to connect with all that is, and you know, find out what is this, and live a meaningful life. So I was really struck by that. It vibrated something in me quite strongly when I was 14, 15. And you know, to your point, I think that we're not all on this earth to do this journey of spiritual discovery. It's not the path for everyone. But it was for me, for many reasons, probably different ways that we can analyze it from my soul's journey. Somehow it seemed to be in there from an early age for me, that I knew that I wanted to find out the meaning of life.
Yeah, and you, obviously you're strongly on that path, and as I am, because I maybe it, what it is that not everybody grows up being questioned, and has that frame of reference that wants to figure out what the answers are to our struggles, to our personal uniqueness. Why am I different than others? And so many people, their minds don't even think that way at all. They just go about bumping through life and are not, not interested in self-discovery in that way. You know, they just want to discover what the material world can bring them.
Well, and how to get the most out of the material world and how to get the most material in the world. Like the saying of he who dies with the most toys wins, that's the success.
Right. And so you and I attract people who want to learn more about themselves and each other in ways that explain things.
To grow.
Yeah. And I've always felt that in any relationship, any marriage or long-term relationship, each person has to work on themselves, get to know and love themselves in order to love someone else.
Well, that's right. I mean, we can only love our neighbor as ourselves. It's the only way we know how to love.
Yeah, I mean, it's right. If we're not whole, we're not interested in how other people fit into that wholeness.
If we're not authentic with ourselves, we can't authentically love anyone.
Right. Not authentically. So that's why there are so many broken relationships, so many people who don't understand the bottom line of love in a relationship.
And if we're in denial about anything in ourselves, then we project it onto the other person in the relationship. So the only way to have a relationship where we're not blaming the other person is to know ourselves.
I was just intuitively asking my guides, what percentage of the population is truly self-loving and wanting to grow in their depth of knowledge of themselves and each other? And I was getting it was around 18%. That might be high.
I mean, that's actually encouraging if it is that high.
Yeah. But then again, there are so many different ways of doing it.
You know, I feel like really we only need 1% of the population to truly awaken.
Well, let's understand what truly awaken means.
Yeah, I mean, that's a loaded phrase, isn't it? But so let's say we have 350 million people in America, 3.5 million people, maybe we mean loving unconditionally.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I know what that means, that phrase.
But maybe it has to do with intelligence also, about seeing the big picture, understanding truth, seeking truth, and not allowing fear and propaganda, et cetera, to envelop them.
Yep. Right. Being unconditionally true to who they are.
Right.
And I'm still navigating that, you know, as we've spoken about from the last few years, the twilight zone that we lived through, and all the pressure from the media and governments to succumb to the propaganda.
That's still true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so are people willing to stand apart and look at things objectively in a way that they might feel very alone in society?
Well, that's right. And I mean, you and I have talked about this, but having the tools at our disposal, like the source cards, like human design, etc., that having these tools helps us to know ourselves so that then we can be real and authentic and stand in our truth.
Right. And that's why we want people to know their cards, so that they can even believe in themselves, because the cards show you why you're different from everybody else and make it okay because of the cards you have that all these other people don't have. I mean, there are, you know, there's some other people with your cards, but usually they don't have the same combination of a birth card and a personality card that, they might have the same birth card as other people throughout the year, but those people would have a different personality card going, would alter the way that their birth card is lived. And so, and even people born on the same day and have the same cards are going to have many conditioning influences in their lives,
totally.
that it gets fulfilled differently, but it's still the cards at work, but with different emphasis, let's say, on how to live it.
Well, right. We have free will to choose how we want to play out these energy frequencies that are symbolized in the patterning on the playing cards that we know as playing cards, which is, that's not what they are, but the sacred geometric patterns of life. And we can choose how we want to play them out. If we don't know them, though, they play us.
Well, yeah, they're always playing. I mean, and we're all reading them all the time because there are vibes. And so we don't have to know the cards to unconsciously or subconsciously read the vibe in somebody. Yep. And your subconscious gets it. The cards are a window to that vibe.
That's right. And then every day we're moving through energy frequencies, which are symbolized by these cards.
Well, that's important, that every day, whatever day, let's say you're born on, everybody's living that card that day also. But then they move on to the next day. But when you're born to it, that's it for life.
Well, it imprints you in a way that my brain can't comprehend. But maybe one day we'll have the instrumentation to measure these energy fields.
One thing to make it even more important is that we can live our whole life being influenced by our cards. But when our life is over and we go to the other side, we don't become some other card. Our soul from this lifetime is imprinted as that personality that will continue to display itself on the other side, even though other lifetimes of ours might have had different cards because they were born, different days and times. But it's really about knowing that this imprint is eternal.
Yes. And I would say that we're playing this game in order to have that imprint, in order to gain that imprint, let's say.
Well, let's just say that we're here to exhibit it.
Well, right. And to your point about how it stays as an imprint after.
Yeah. When we pass on and we meet all our relatives on the other side, if they didn't still have their cards, they wouldn't be the same people that we knew. They couldn't even talk to us because they would speak a different language of something else.
Yeah, I'm not sure how far I would. Personally, how far? I think the cards are true in this space-time dimension that is our physical material reality. And as we depart from it, I think there are different energy structures and ways that reality is structured, because reality can be structured in infinitely different ways.
But our soul is always the same soul from this lifetime. And so when we're on in other dimensions,
we'll have a memory of our experience.
We wouldn't even know ourselves from this experience if we weren't still the same cards. We wouldn't know ourselves because we know ourselves through the filter of our cards. And who are you when you lose that filter?
I would say that we drop our cards when we pass.
All right.
I don't think we keep our cards.
Okay, I don't know how we can be who we are on the other side if we think that we're going to morph into someone else.
Not morphing. It's dropping. It's leaving.
But who are you when you drop it? Then?
I am consciousness.
Well, that's also not having a personality on the other side, because who we are when we are on the other side is an eternal self of this lifetime that eventually merges into our higher self and yet still has the cards we played in this lifetime. But the higher self is a combination of perhaps the whole deck.
Yeah. Like I said, I agree that we gain the experience, we gain the imprint, and we take it with us. But right. Not because we are the cards. We have the experience of it.
Yeah, I guess it's definitely food for thought. And
I don't know for sure. It's just my hunch that we drop the cards when we leave this space-time matrix.
Yeah, I'm of the opposite, believing that we're always our cards of this personality, not of our higher self, not of the other lifetimes and future lifetimes, etc. We don't, it's just the identity of this life is an eternal identity that is only necessary to experience while the leftovers, let's say, of this life complete themselves. You know, like, for instance, when I get to the other side, I'm in my 80s, and, likely I'll be in my other side, on the other side, before many people who will follow me, who I'll be in relationship with on the other side once they get there. And we'll all be those people who we knew here. And that will be wonderful experience, and maybe wiser, maybe clearer about our higher identity as well as our personality from this life. I bet you didn't expect to get in this conversation today.
It's kind of things that Vicky and I talk about frequently.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, I love to think of us as beings who are passing through in this world for this very important life and grow from it. But we're eternal, so there are going to be many lifetimes to come. I've talked to a lot of people who don't want to have another lifetime. I'm done. This is too hard. I just want to get it over with. But that's to say that this world right now, in its polarities, in its darkness, is something that is always going to pervade future lifetimes. And I don't think so. I think, this lifetime is perhaps one of the most difficult lifetimes that your soul can ask for. And so, certainly the history of humankind on this planet is horrible. And we've had many lifetimes where we've had horrible experiences. But we're done with it. And that's why I think we're moving into a higher consciousness on this planet, because we are done with it. And we don't have to suffer so much in the future. So, isn't that good?
If you say so, Peter.
All right. No, I do. I'm very optimistic about, I think every soul that has come to this planet is a brave soul and is here to grow. And after a while, it's like, how much work do I have to do to grow? And enough of this. But we can have many, many beautiful future lifetimes that are just total bliss and happiness. There's no reason not to.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, we're living our cards, and there's so much about life that we have to have compassion for ourselves and each other. So when you know your cards, you can have more compassion for yourself and more understanding, but you can also understand. If you know the cards of others, you can help be compassionate about how the cards are playing out in your lives.
Yeah, it gives us space to observe and enjoy the dance, the game of life, to witness the game for what it is.
That's well said. I like that. Because I love my cards. And they're not easy cards.
Everybody says that.
Yeah, well, they should, because every card has its shadows.
Yeah.
And we're challenged by our cards, but we're also gifted by them. And each person, because, you know, I've looked at a lot of cards of a lot of people, as you have, and people are happy to hear of the cards that they've been born to, because it explains them to themselves in ways they've never heard before.
That's right. And it's amazing. Until we know to look for it, we don't see it. That's the extraordinary thing about the limits of human consciousness. We don't see it until someone shows us, or until we have a revelation to even look for it. And yet it was always present.
Yeah, that these tools, it's nice to have tools. And this is a great tool for life. I'm so grateful. You know, when I first, you know, you've been such a great teacher for me of cards. But I, years ago, my mother called me from California about 45 years ago to tell me I'm a four of clubs. So
she was ahead of the curve.
Yeah. You know, it was amazing. But not that she was a card expert at all, but she just found somebody who knew cards and asked about her family. Pass it on.
It's still way ahead of the curve, though. Almost nothing published publicly in that at that time. Almost nothing. There was, I think Arnie Lean's book was out, and Sacred Symbols of the Ancients and Mystic Textbook, and that was it.
Wow. Well, I don't know. You know, my mother explored. It was interesting. And I'm proud of her for being that person who wanted me to know my card.
Sounds like she helped direct you on your journey.
She was wonderful. But I think you and I are helping so many people on their journeys. You know, you know, because it's easy for me to tell people what their birth and their personality cards are and all that. But when people want to get into the nitty gritty of their whole hand that they're born into, and their lives and the dynamic nature of everything and everyone, I always send them to you.
Oh, thank you, Peter.
Because you can do that. You're and it's so natural for you to have that knowledge.
It does come easily, and it's something that Vicky marvels at. That just, I do channel it. I've come to use that phrase that I'm channeling it, because when I'm talking with someone, I often don't know what's going to pop out of my mouth. And it just, this gem of a sentence comes out, and it comes from somewhere. And I just have that facility with this information somehow.
Yeah, I love that. And you do. And it's always fascinating, because I'm always learning new things from you about the cards. And so people should really climb deeper into the nature of their personalities and how they're actually controlled by the cards. We can't help but speak the language of the cards we're born to.
Yep. Except even though we're speaking it, we're illiterate of it. We don't even realize we're doing it. And this is what I want to change, and I know you do too, is to bring it into consciousness.
That's right. And so I'm always, you know, I can be in an elevator with strangers and say, what's your birthday? You know, well, not as totally.
I used to do that a lot. I don't do that so much anymore, but I used to do that.
It's fun. And people, I mean, I don't impose myself on people, and, you know, and neither we do, but there are many people who just want to learn about themselves. And this is such an opportunity, because it's simple. Yeah. There's a birth card, and they can go to your website, sourcecards.com, and put in their birthday or the date of anybody else and find out.
Yep.
It's that simple.
Find out what you're here to do, what your life is about. It's all in the cards.
Yeah, yeah. And so the more we can talk about it and maybe help people think that it's something that they should know more about themselves, the better. That's why I'm happy to do these shows with you, because I'm sure it has influenced many people.
Well, thank you. I hope so. I hope to make a big difference and elevate human consciousness.
I have no doubt, you know, because you not only embody it, but you're passionate about it and you love it and you love to help people discover, you know, through your knowledge of the cards. It's so much fun to watch people keep going, aha, you know, and wake up to these structures in ways they never imagined with such a wonderful language.
Well, thank you. It is fun. And in many ways, I feel like I'm just beginning, even though I've been doing it for 13 years. I feel like somehow I'm just beginning now at age 49.
Wow. I love that. It's because I want to see where that goes.
Yeah. Well, Vicky and I started working together just 2 years ago, and we're just beginning in a lot of ways.
I think that's a wonderful place to be. So thank you. This has been wonderful talking with you about, you know, life and life in a card world that a lot of people are so unfamiliar with and would love to know more about. So you're at thesourcecards.com and you have a book called Play Your Cards Right. So I'm always telling people to get the book.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. It's part of the nonprofit organization that my wife and I run to share this knowledge, to get this information out for everybody.
Yeah, that's great. So thanks so much for being on Energy Stew again. And I'm looking forward to the next time we have messages, card messages for people.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.live. I can be reached at Peter@HeartRiver, HEART River.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.